Welcome to a special episode of AU Manufacturing Conversations with Brent Belinsky. This time around, we're featuring one of the sponsors that's making our current series, Australia's 50 Most Innovative Manufacturers, possible. Here's David Fox from the New South Wales Government's Advanced Manufacturing Research Facility.
David, welcome to AU Manufacturing Conversations. Good to have you here as one of only three return guests, I think, so far. You're in distinguished company. Anyway, nice to have you on the program, and how have you been keeping?
Yeah, well, thanks, Brent. Yeah, good to see you again. Been a little while since we last ran into each other, but yeah, been keeping well. Thanks.
It's always a pleasure, and that's good to hear. So if anyone wants a more detailed discussion of David's past, they can go to episode 20. I asked the standard opening question. We probably don't need to go into so much detail this time around, but for the listeners' benefit, if they're unfamiliar with you and your work, tell me about what you do at AMRF and something about yourself, please.
Okay, yeah, so my background is all sort of manufacturing, I guess. I've had sort of 30 years in the industry, roughly, probably divided into three sections. One is a trade technocrat type role. Second one is around project engineering projects, all in heavy fabrication. And then sort of the last part was around management and that sort of thing before I moved to the WPCA, which was quite a step change, I guess, for me going from, you know, a life in small business to government. But my interests kind of evolved towards, I guess, what does manufacturing do for society and what can it do in terms of creating jobs and economic benefit? So government seemed like a logical place to go, and the AMRF was like the perfect project for it. So my role there has been primarily in getting equipment set up in the first building at this stage. So I'm an associate director of research and technology, so a fairly generalist role, which is kind of suits me, I guess, because I've been a generalist for most of my career. And yeah, so as the tech team has now evolved, I'm kind of more moving into the operations side of that and helping kind of understand how we're going to operate as a business within the constraints of government.
Well, tell me about the team that you've built up. You've got quite the collection of experts there, both from a research and from an industrial walk of life, I guess. Tell me about some of the hands on deck on your team and what it looks like.
We have a bit of a mix, I guess, of, you know, project support people and then some government people to help us with navigating those elements of it. So at the moment, we've got people in composites, in design, in precision machining and additive manufacturing. And then we're going for another tranche shortly, which will give us, you know, I guess, a bit more depth across some of the other technologies. And we also have a process control type person to look at the digital side of, I guess, integrating digitals with manufacturing technologies. So, you know, it's a nice team to start with, fairly small. But yeah, we'll expand as we move forward.
Right. And a little bit for those who are unfamiliar about the AMRF, what are its aims? What is the unmet need that you're serving? Why do you exist, sort of thing?
That's a great question. When, you know, universities have lots of labs and things like that, and there's lots of other support around, I think the things that make the AMRF really unique, I think, are the fact that it's industry focused. For the first thing, so it has a timetable around industry and industry needs. It's scaled, particularly at industry requirements, so the equipment's quite large, much larger than you'd see in labs typically, and that can service, you know, even in my experience, having dealt with, you know, very big things, it can still service a lot of what industry needs in terms of its size and capability. And I think the other aspect is it's about that knowledge transfer. So enabling employees of businesses, you know, when they're doing a project with us, and not even a project, just wanting to get some staff upskilled in some particular area, you can kind of come and work at the AMRF just to understand, work alongside the people at the AMRF to understand the application of a technology. And I think that's a really important thing that's probably not being met at this stage, is that rather than asking for a solution and being given a solution and sort of a black box, you actually get the opportunity to engage with the application of the technology and kind of unravel how it's done. And I think that's a fairly unique setting that the AMRF is going to deliver really, really well.
Well, you're getting ready to start delivering. Tell me about some of the things that make you, as it's claimed on your website, Australian first. What's unique about what you're doing further than what you've said already? What are some of the investments you've made or are making on equipment that might be novel to Australia or at least very unfamiliar to those in your community? Tell me some of that, please.
I guess when we were setting this up, there was some of the work in going around, you know, what's kind of available already around the country and making sure there wasn't a duplication. So we were particularly looking at complementing different technologies that exist. And some of that could be seen as a direct duplication, but in actual fact, it's sort of a regional support that we do need. So the moulding press is a unique example of that. It's a very large, you know, 300-ton press for sort of high production composites. And so there are some capabilities in that in Melbourne, but certainly the composite people in New South Wales really wanted that capability. So that's one of the uniquenesses about that that's really different. The large format additives, another special case, I guess, that we're looking at something really unique there in having that capability available. And that really complements what universities have done with the smaller footprint machines. This is just a bigger footprint machine. So, it's probably not evolving the processes any more than what universities are already doing, but it's providing it in a format that's more suitable to industry. And I think, as I said before, that's kind of one of the unique things about the AMRF is its scale, and across the composites, the subtractive machining particularly, or precision machining particularly, they're quite big machines that are capable of doing really important work and have a lot of functionality around their can cycles to be able to do gear cutting and grinding, sort of combining machines together, which is, a really interesting way for businesses to look at return on investment rather than having multiple footprints of machines. You can kind of combine it into one. So I think that's really exciting to see that kind of penetrate into industry.
We're talking about the progress so far and building one and how that's coming along. Obviously, the audience wasn't there for that discussion. Could you please tell them about progress so far and what sort of time are we looking at for a ribbon cutting and something of that, please?
The team was out there on site on Monday looking at the building and kind of going through a readiness plan or starting to look at what happens day one. So it was a way to kind of immerse ourselves in that environment. And the building's looking fantastic. I think with the timber and the glass, it doesn't have that sort of, musty, wet feel that, you might get when you walk past an apartment building being built, in the wet concrete type smell. It's just this beautiful freshness about it, even under construction. So it's going really, really well. Manufacturing hall's coming along nicely. And so, we'll start to become operational sort of later in the year.
Another thing that's coming up is Australian Manufacturing Week. You're in Sydney. Tell me about what you guys will be doing for that, what you'll have on display, what the purpose of you being there and investing in a booth like the other folks and trying to reach people. What's on the agenda for you guys there?
For us, it's really about starting to have a real presence because we're so close to opening. Having a real presence and starting to kind of get people excited. And it's much easier when you're closer to the finish line to do that than what we've done previously where it's been a long way out. So, we've got a big stand there. We've got a machine, one of the first machines to be dropped into the facility there operating. So that'll be fantastic. We'll have a lot of the tech team there on various days. And so it's a really good opportunity for both the ops people and the technical people to get to know us. That's really important for us, just to understand who we are, where we've come from, and build those relationships that are so important for manufacturing. They're sort of, very personal relationships that you feel like you can just ring someone up and ask them a question. That's kind of where we want to go with it. Being on the floor and just being present every day is really important to us. So that's really what we're trying to aim to do, is just make sure people understand, who we are, what we're doing, the sort of scale we're going to deliver and the capabilities we have and the fact that we are, experienced industry people and very approachable.
This is a small interlude to acknowledge the sponsors of our ongoing Australia's 50 Most Innovative Manufacturers series, including lead sponsor MYOB, CSIRO and the Commonwealth Bank. Now it's back to our conversation with David Fox from another sponsor, the AMRF.
Also during Australian Manufacturing Week will be the culmination of our Australia's 50 Most Innovative Manufacturers campaign, which you guys have been kind enough to sponsor. Thank you again. I'd like to know, please, in line with that, why is innovation something that you guys are keen to be aligned with and keen to have your names next to? What is the importance of innovation from where the AMRF is standing?
Okay, before I dive into that, I'll just kind of reflect on some of my learnings from industry around innovation. It's a really challenging word to confront when you're in a smaller business. And, when you probably think you're not doing very innovative products, it's almost a put off. And certainly in the sort of around 2016, 17, when that word was being used a lot, it was really challenging to kind of move. So I think from the AMRS perspective, it's about that incremental improvement, that gradual building up of knowledge and skills and kind of moving yourself towards a goal, having your ambition, but a measured approach to it and seeing innovation in not just in a product, a new thing to market, because that's kind of the killer for most small businesses because that's not where they play. It's really about just that incremental process improvement, getting better at what you do or adding a new feature to your product or diversifying your business model a bit more and those sorts of things. That's kind of the innovative, whether it's saving you some money through productivity or creating a really great workplace and you're doing something really cool and interesting and you're attracting a different demographic into your workplace. They're all innovative features. So it doesn't necessarily have to be around the technical thing. So from the AMRS point of view, it's about creating an environment that I guess is not so much a great place to work, but a great place to engage with. And that could be if you're a 20-year-old girl who's just left school. And the RMRF offers an opportunity to kind of get involved in manufacturing and the digital aspects of manufacturing. You know, that's innovative. That's the sort of thing we want to be able to achieve. Or we're cutting material, you know, at a much faster rate than you might be doing in your own shop and understanding the vibrations around that. So they're all innovative things. So from the RMRF's point of view, it's a very broad category.
You recently put out a request for proposals for the first projects with AMRF. Tell me about projects that you guys will support. I mean, there are other initiatives that support various kinds of R&D. There are, you know, CRCs, and there've been the AMGC, and there are other initiatives that support, collaboration and engagement between various parties. What do your projects look like? How are they structured? What sorts of R&D, further than what you've said, and timelines and kinds of companies? What's the focus for projects, please?
I think the difference for us is that with CRCs and other things, there is some boundaries around what you can and can't do and how you engage and that sort of stuff. So with the AMRF, it's a highly flexible engagement environment. We're looking from very low end, just come and machine this part. You know, we just want to run a different tool on it. We want to run some different materials and see what we can do and how hard we can push a machine or a tool. So that's, you know, a small part project. Through to, you know, maybe the more complex research projects where you're kind of looking at how do you kind of make something out of a composite and develop a mold and, you know, do that in a high speed way rather than a layup technology. So I think, you know, the AMRF, that's one of the beauties of it that I guess, you know, and going back to your earlier question about what's the point of difference, is that variability. We're covering a number of manufacturing themes, bookended by design and process control. So that's a practical element of, certainly the process control is a practical element of the outcomes of what manufacturers do. But it can be, you know, a really small project around, you know, just getting better productivity out of something you're already doing, making a product you're already doing, or it can be something completely diverse. So it may even be learning to apply, you know, a cloud platform and spinning up a virtual machine to run some CAD software just when you need it to kind of give you a more effective control of your cost around that. So, you know, being able to understand the flexibility in digital technologies and what that can do to your compute power, for instance. So, you know, having that sort of technology available now for experts that can help you navigate that in your context is what we're kind of about.
Okay. And when do you expect the first projects to start?
Yeah, at the moment we're working through the first projects that came through. We got around 30 applicants and vastly different in med tech and in traditional and all sorts of areas and composites. So we're assessing those now and looking at what's coming online and what are the priorities around getting the AMRF running in terms of, you know, technical staff and technical capabilities. And then looking at also the company's readiness to take on those projects and get ready. Some of them, you know, are deliberately wanting to get the foot in the door but not ready to start yet. So we'll move into those projects the moment we open our doors, so later this year.
Yep. Okay. A little bit, please, about what you do and what you don't. You've said something about the nature of projects that you'll be supporting, about the importance of knowledge transfer, about how you can help. Sort of what are some sorts of projects, I guess, you'd rule out? Like, I mean, you're probably not going to function as a job shop for someone who wants a bunch of composite parts made for an aircraft or whatever. Tell me about, you know, you've said what you do a little more on that, and some on what you don't do.
What you don't do, yeah. So we're not setting ourselves up as a production facility. That's definitely not what we're doing. The idea is to enable a customer to understand how they could produce a product quicker and more effectively, and then to take that technology and that know-how and go and do it in their own shop in that commercial environment, which is where it belongs. So, you know, on the flip side of that, you know, we are enabling a connection between technologies and solutions. So, you know, I guess enabling technology providers to connect with businesses. So we'll be doing that, not in any prescriptive way, but, you know, understanding that these technologies can be used for this sort of scenario. And probably, you know, where do we play is a way to answer that as well. So we're sitting on the manufacturing readiness level curve rather than the technology readiness level curve. So we're not kind of involved in that early research type thing. It's more around that proof of production processes. So sitting at that MRL sort of 2 to 6, so is it probably a sweet spot? And, you know, wanting to push out maybe further as we get more mature around, you know, really bedding down mature manufacturing processes so, you know, customers can really be confident about the output they're going to get and, you know, potential return on investment in taking up a new technology.
Well, that's covered quite a lot of what we'd like to know about the AMRF. I'll ask you now just the standard closing question that we ask our guests, and what to you is an issue within manufacturing that isn't currently getting the attention it deserves?
I guess I'll answer that with a bit of passion around, you know, the thing that kind of drove me to the AMRF. And that's, you know, the manufacturing brand. And I think the interest or the lack of interest in manufacturing, you know, both across the society and certainly the next generation workforce, very, very challenging for manufacturers to get people into industries. manufacturing needs a really good touch point for the community and for society. And the AMRF is going to do that with this building and enables people to kind of see what's going on, enables lots of outreach engagement. So I think for me, that's the thing that I think is manufacturing is missing, is that connection it used to have with society and general understanding that was the jobs and things that happened in it. And with, I guess, you know, technology and energy transfers and things like that, there's lots more opportunities in manufacturing than there used to be. So, you know, the manufacturing brand and the building of that, I think, is the thing that's really lacking, and AMRF can really deliver on that one.
Well, that's about it. Thanks for supporting our 50 Most Innovative series. Thanks for making yourself available today, and thanks for sharing your wisdom with us on AU Manufacturing Conversations.
Thanks a lot, Brent. Good to see you again.
Cheers, David.